tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I've got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, Ramona, this 84-degree day?
Yeah.
84. It's 84.
Yeah, it is.
It's like 92 in here.
Is it?
Yeah. We apparently haven't started the air conditioning yet.
Probably not.
You know, for a second, Ramona, I actually couldn't remember Steve Forbes' name, Wake Forest coach. I had a mental block. Yeah. But my mind is filled with a million different things. Wake Forest got Nate Calmese back. They're a dangerous bunch. They concern me. And I'll explain in great depth today why they concern me. I think if Clemson wins tonight, I think they could win the whole thing. I think it's conceivable. I think Clemson will beat North Carolina. The concern for me is Wake. And can anybody tell me specifically why Wake concerns me? Forget the game earlier. I don't care about one specific game. But can somebody tell me why Wake would concern Clemson? Texas said, Wake's guards are just better than ours. I think there's something to that. He says, Wake's guards are better than ours, and they scare me. I think there is something to that. But I think there's maybe a more generic, general idea. Tess said everyone can score. I think that's right, too. I have not been given a wrong answer yet. But I'm looking for a more generic answer, and yet there's a degree of specificity to it, too. I think the answers I've been given so far are correct, though. But the bottom line for me in terms of the answer to this question, texted Juke Harris. Yeah, look, the thing with Juke Harris is he did not play well in their win. He went like 4-for-20 or something, and they still scored 92 points. That's a concern. Tech said Wake's guards getting past Clemson off the dribble. Yes, we're getting much warmer now. Orange Bill says Wake has positive momentum. Tech says, I love Clemson more than anybody. Where'd it go? Okay. I should have known. Texter 346. I should have known. I should have known it was you. Texted free throws. Look, the generic answer for me is this. Wake's just quicker and more athletic. John Wooden always talked about quickness winning games. It's always true. It's always been true. Wake is quicker and more athletic. The teams that Clemson has struggled with last year in the NCAA tournament, for example, but even this year, they're those type of teams. They're teams that beat Clemson off the bounce and distort the defense. Well, Wake is athletic at virtually every position. Now, they're not a big team. Their size is Schwieger, and beyond Schwieger, they don't have a ton of size. But I think when you look at this team in general, and you look at their athletic ability just across the board, even Schwieger is a decent athlete in the post, and he's been playing better basketball. But whether it's Juke Harris or whether it's Spiller or whether it's – and now they have Calmese back too, and Calmese have been out injured. So they scare me in that regard. They're just tough matchups defensively. It's going to be really interesting to see how Brad tries to combat that. The defensive communication is going to have to be exceptional tonight. It's going to take a team effort defensively. The guards are going to have to play much better offensively than they have before. Now, look, there's a chance to do that against Wake Forest. They're not great defensively. Wake wants to go up and down. Obviously, Clemson does not want to get in a wild up and down game with them, but their transition defense is suspect enough that you can't ignore transition offense. You've got to take advantage and run where you can without getting in a wild up and down game. But you can't just get locked into, we're just going to play half-court basketball and feed the post. You can't just get locked into that. It's also going to be vital that Clemson gets off to a quick start. I mean, that sounds obvious, but it's more true. It's going to be more true tonight than ever because this team is hot. They're coming in hot. They just scored 92 points with their best player having an off night. So they're feeling good about themselves, and they've played a game on this court already. That helps them. These are things that concern me about this game. You know, and Texas said Wake can score, Clemson can't. There is something to that. There's something to that. Texter 444's answer is pretty funny. I've got to admit it's pretty funny. I think I'll skip reading it, but it's pretty funny. In any case, you know this is the scenario for this game. This team is built like the type of teams that have caused Clemson trouble. The one obvious question is, you know, Clemson started last game with the senior lineup, and the senior lineup was out to a 14-8 lead, and it was three guards and two baseline players. Will Clemson react in that same way to playing this team because they're smaller and they're quicker? Or will Clemson try and play a bigger lineup and try and use their size to their advantage? The one thing you cannot do is you can't trade twos for threes. That's not a winning formula if Wake is hitting threes, as they certainly did when they last played Clemson. Again, they made 13 of their first 16 shots, I believe. You know, and again, they feel like a team that has a little juice, a little momentum, and they've got a lot of different guys that are athletic players that can score. Getting Kel Meese back was big for them. And like I said, is Juke Harris going to have two terrible games in a row? I don't know. And the Spiller kid is tough, and he's athletic. There's just a lot to like about this team. They trap. They also switch. I think you have to make them pay for some of the switching because they seem to lose defensive responsibility at times, and it can result in easy baskets. But again, it's this mix. Clemson's going to have to play this dangerous line mix of how you handle wanting to go into your bigs against a team that doesn't have great size and playing a half-court style and marrying that with some transition offense. Because during Clemson's slump, if you will, the main issue was it was just too much half-court. There was not enough transition. There was not enough running. And that was their main issue. And I think they have to find a happy medium there. They have to find a middle ground. And so, you know, I don't think Clemson's just going to walk it up and just play that game against Wake. I think Wake's transition D is shoddy enough that you can take advantage of it. But again, they're basically fully funded now. This is probably the healthiest they've been with Kel Meese in the fray. And again, Schwieger, their big man, I think he's played better and better of late. I thought he played well yesterday. I thought he was active and played well. And like I said, this team's now played a game on this court. There's a greater familiarity with the rims and the shooting lines and everything else. We always want to have the rest, and we talk about the rest, and we want to double buy and all that stuff. And frequently it's a team that plays that winds up making these long runs because they're playing, you know, and other teams are sitting. And that's why I think, especially against a team as potent offensively as Wake Forest is, I think the first few minutes, those first 4 minutes tonight, I think are going to be very important. Clemson cannot be trailing 8-0 or as it moves on, you know, 12-2 or something like that. And that's the danger. It's the danger that from a Wake team that's feeling pretty good about themselves, that has some momentum from last night, that scored 92 points where their best player wasn't scoring, and and they take it into tonight feeling good about themselves and about the rims and about their game and about their offense and everything else. And meanwhile, Clemson's been sitting around and hasn't played great basketball of late. So, you know, those are the dilemmas that I see early on. So what I'm hoping for, and I think this is going to be, I mean, this seems sort of obvious, but I think it's more true than it's ever been all season long. I think Clemson needs a quick start. I do not think you want to come out of the gate slowly against this team. I'm not sure you ever catch up if you do. I mean, you might catch up and still lose in the end. So I don't think you want to be in that position. I don't think you want to be in a trail position right from the start, and that would be the concern. So really important, I think, that Clemson scores the first few trips down the court and stays very connected early, maybe jumps off to a lead as opposed to trailing. And what does that mean? Well, again, the guy that obviously is going to have a strength advantage is RJ. And I would think that you would want to go right to him in the first possessions of the game and see if you can get him to the rim and get a high percentage shot, at least get to the foul line. Those would be my concerns about this particular matchup. I think that this is true. If Clemson wins this game, the Tigers will beat North Carolina. I don't have much doubt about that at all. I don't think North Carolina is great. And I think when that team has lost their best player and Caleb, I don't think they're the same team. I don't think the backcourt's great. And I think that's the team that Clemson matches up really well with. And Clemson feels like they should have beat them in Chapel Hill. And this will not be the same degree of home court advantage that Clemson will be facing here in Charlotte. Would not be the same degree. So to me, this is the game. This is the game that's in question. If you win this game, I think you beat North Carolina. At that point, I think you have real momentum. And then anything is possible, especially if you wind up facing a Duke team that is injury compromised. It's all possible at that point. I mean, Clemson trailed Duke 31-26 at Duke at the end of the first half. When Nick Davidson got fouled, they didn't call it, had a chance to make it 31-28 right before the half. So Clemson stayed really connected, didn't shoot the ball well, but played really well defensively against Duke. And if Duke has lost their rim protection and lost a quality guard, a quality perimeter defender, which they have, then I think that changes who they are a little bit. So all things are possible if you can get past tonight. All things are possible if you can get past tonight. Tonight is the game that worries me. Look, I thought Wake would beat Vatek. They did. I thought that they were the team. I wanted Vatek to win because I would rather have played them. I think they match up. I think Clemson matches up better against Vatek. I know both those teams beat Clemson. I don't care. I think Clemson matches up better against that team. That team is not – I mean, they have Loire, who's a super freak athlete, just an insane athlete. But overall, they don't have the same type of athleticism and foot speed, quickness at every position that Wake Forest does. And so I think Vatek would have been a much better matchup for Clemson. And again, my biggest concern, my biggest single concern about this game – is that when I think about the teams that have given Clemson trouble last year and this year, they all look like this team. They're all athletic, quick at almost every position. They beat you off the bounce. They distort your defense. They get where they want. Clemson's team defense breaks down a little bit. Their individual defense breaks down first. The team defense breaks down after that. Clemson can't afford any breakdowns at all tonight. And that's a tough challenge against a team that can do a lot of things offensively. They run, they drive the ball hard, they drive and kick. You know, it's an interesting offense. They'll set wing screens and run off that. They'll look for backdoor cuts. You have to be aware of that. So defensive communication going to be vital for Clemson tonight. You have some seniors in this mix, you know, in RJ and in Dylan and in Nick Davidson. You have some seniors in this mix. Those guys are going to have to communicate defensively against this basketball team. Clemson is going to have to torture them in the paint. The Tigers are going to have to win that battle. They're going to have to play to their strengths. But you're going to have to complement that with shooting the three. You're going to have to complement that with at least taking some early offense where it exists. Those will be the things it takes to win tonight's game. And we'll see how it plays out. I mean, I think it's going to be a tight, close game. And, you know, we all know that the buzzer games don't necessarily favor Clemson because they don't have a guy who you can go to late in the clock, late in game situations. So Clemson is a team, and just watching them over the course of the year, you really want to be up 6 or 8 points when you get to the last 2 minutes. That's where you want to be. You don't want it to be in a tie game situation in the last minute of the game. That's how it's played all year, and we all know why it doesn't. That situation doesn't favor you versus a team like Wake that has a guy like Harris. And seemingly every team Clemson plays, whether it's a Florida State with McCray or et cetera, they all seem to have a guy like that. So those are my worries, and we're going to see starting at 9:30 tonight. You know, Alicia wrote me, Ramona, and she said 9:30 start time is just rude.
It is.
Rude is a funny word, but it aptly describes the situation. I think Brad thinks it's rude too. We have lots to get to. You can get in 654-7627. We'll be right back.
GLP-1 shots are everywhere right now. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro. Everyone's talking about them, but here's the real question. What happens when you stop? Because if you don't fix the reason your body gained weight in the first place, the weight comes back. At PhD Weight Loss, they don't treat weight as the problem. They treat unwanted weight as a symptom. A symptom of metabolic dysfunction, hormone imbalance, inflammation, and stress. If you don't correct those, no shot, no diet, no hack will last. They'll look at you holistically, your metabolism, your hormones, your lifestyle, so they can improve not just your weight, but your health span, your energy, your longevity. Because losing weight is one thing, keeping it off for life is another. Right now, when you call and mention my name, John Hite, you'll receive 2 free weeks in the program, and they'll cover the cost of your food. That means you can see real results with zero guesswork and minimal risk. Call 864-644-1900 and mention my name, John Hite. Again, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com. Stop chasing weight loss. Start fixing what's actually causing it.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Rely on EnviroMulch for all of your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and more. EnviroMulch will make your yard look amazing during the months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your Clemson Daily Update, presented by BASF. Hey, Tiger fans, want to join another winning team? Join the hundreds of BASF employees creating team chemistry every day at BASF in Seneca. Starting pay is $24 an hour with more for experience. BASF offers rewarding careers, top-tier benefits, and opportunities for growth. Apply now at www.basf.com/Seneca. That's www.basf.com/Seneca. BASF in Seneca, we create chemistry. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Congratulations to our softball team as they posted their 17th win of the season last night at McWhorter Stadium on the Clemson campus. 7-3 was the final over Winthrop. Sophomore Corey Hicks provided a 3-run homer in the bottom of the first to prove to be the difference. It gave Clemson a 4-1 lead, and from there they never looked back. Sierra Manis picked up her 5th win of the year in the circle. Now Clemson softball will be in action this weekend as they will play on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Louisville in town, so back to ACC action. Friday's game is a 4 o'clock tilt. Saturday's game will serve as the alumnus day. That one will start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, don't forget that we've got ACC basketball championship going on today as our men's basketball team will play in their first round of the ACC tournament in Charlotte as they will be taking on Wake Forest. Wake Forest last night knocked off Virginia Tech in overtime by a final score of 95-89. So tip-off time is supposed to be at 9:30. We'll be on air at 9 o'clock. Hope that you can join myself and Tim Beret from Charlotte, see if the Tigers can win their first round matchup and then move along in the ACC tournament. As always, go Tigers!
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in? 654-7627. Ramona, I'm sure, especially with the weather being warmer and getting warmer, that you have been next to a vehicle that is blasting music before.
Oh, yeah, all the time. And me. So, yeah.
Oh, you're blasting music too?
Oh, yeah. I don't have my windows down or nothing. But, yeah, I play music loud, and it gets louder as I go, yeah.
And, like, how loud?
I don't know. It depends on if it's a rock song, it's really loud.
Okay, so if it's like Led Zeppelin, you're at concert
or
level?
Or like I played Santana today, and I had it really loud.
Oh, you cranked up Santana with the little warmer weather.
Yeah.
And I get that. All right.
But?
Well, here's the but, okay?
Okay.
I have been, you know, next to a million vehicles over my time driving that have been, you know, blasting loud music. Some of it,
yeah,
like, is loud enough, like, to make you, so you can't even, like, think. You know, you're like, it's just.
Well, I don't ride with my windows down.
Well, I'm talking about people who do.
Okay.
Who intentionally are doing that.
Okay.
And sometimes you get this super loud bass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That almost has this reverberation that you can feel.
Yeah.
I was next to a silver Audi today, and if this applies to you, then you know who you are. I was next to this silver Audi today, Ramona, and it was ahead of me at one point. I heard this insane bass. I didn't even hear music, just bass, and then it came up on my right. It got behind me somehow. It came up on my right towards a stoplight, and way before it got to me, you could literally feel the vibration.
Oh, yeah.
My ears felt like they were actually going to explode. It's the loudest.
That's loud.
It's the loudest insane bass I've ever heard. And it really felt like the vehicle was literally shaking.
Your car?
Yes.
Yeah.
And all the vehicles around it. And then it got stuck behind these cars in the right side, and it was turning right. I forgot about it for a moment. As it came up to turn right, again, I didn't even need to see it. I mean, I felt it long before I saw it. I mean, I've just never heard anything like that in my life. I mean, just absolute insanity. I mean, is dude just completely deaf? what is that supposed to, like, help you collect chicks or something? It's just not. It's a non-starter. It's I don't know what you think you're doing. I have no idea. But I don't even know how you can. I can't even imagine. He's got to be completely deaf at this point. There's just no way around it. I mean, you literally could not be within 100 feet of this.
Pretty loud. He had his window down.
It actually hurt your ears. Yeah, the windows were halfway down. He's like playing it halfway.
Oh.
No, probably
didn't
want to.
Arm out or nothing?
Probably didn't want to muss what was left of his hair. I don't know. It was just absolutely blasting. And like I said, I didn't even really hear. There was no music. All you heard was bass. That's all you heard. Normally you hear music. There was no music.
The song.
All you heard was bass.
I have to be careful because if I'm playing a really good, really good rock song and I got it really loud, I'm driving faster.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're lead foot and driving
faster. The faster, the louder, the more rock the music is, the faster I drive. Yeah. So sometimes I don't listen.
You ought to listen to classical music and not get any more tickets. That's what you ought to do.
Yeah, so I have to be careful what I listen to because I forget.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. Actually, I think that's true of everybody. In fact, I heard the other day they did some study on that, and they've proven that's true.
The more rock it is?
Well, just the more music that you like. When you hear music that you like, you drive faster.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I like electric guitar. Electric guitar is my favorite.
Yeah.
And so if it's really good, that's why I like Santana. Hmm. So if it's really good, I'll drive really fast.
We have some Santana in the mix.
I just played it.
Oh, you did?
I just played it,
Oh,
It
must be like when you talked to me. I wasn't paying any attention.
That was Santana.
I just told you I wasn't paying any attention.
You stared at me when I played it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We were coming back. When the rejoin music, you kind of looked at me like, what's that?
No, I did not. I did not. I did not look at you like anything. I didn't.
Well, you had a look on your face.
Listen.
Yes.
Escucha y repiten. Is this thing working?
Yes,
is this thing working?
Hello. Is this thing working? Because I'm over here working it.
Well, look. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying any attention, okay?
Right.
I don't even know what you played.
Right, okay.
I had no idea.
Okay.
What Santana song did you play?
Black Magic.
Yeah, I didn't hear that at all.
Okay.
You can actually play it again next rejoin since I missed that completely. When a home is too hot or too cold, or a producer studio or a host studio is too hot, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team Upstate families count on. They handle everything: repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating too, from furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a 1-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just a quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers. That's $189 value. Jump all over that. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. And of course, when you speak to him, tell him I sent you. It's the way it works. By the way, Ramona, speaking of too loud, we have a 20-second clip from the Pitt game the other night against Stanford.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay, so what you're going to hear is you're about to hear some obviously drunk dude. I think he must have, he sounded hammered. Didn't he sound hammered?
Or he's really in love.
Or he's what?
Really in love.
Really in love?
Yeah.
Could you help me with that? I don't know.
The song.
Well, yeah.
You chose.
No, well, look, I think that it had more to do with the fact that Stanford was shooting free throws. That Corey was at the line shooting free throws, and I think he was trying to distract him. I'm guessing he was a Pitt fan trying to distract Corey as Corey was shooting free throws. And, you know what they used to try and do? When Bird shot free throws, there was one game where they held up these giant, 8-foot-high poster boards of nearly naked women. right behind. It didn't work with
while
Bird.
While Bird was trying to shoot?
Yeah. He laughed and then made the free throws. He laughed. He laughed out loud, but then made the free throws. But I'm thinking this guy was trying to distract Corey from making his free throws. But in any case, he loudly sang, screamed Goo Goo Dolls song. What's the name of this song, Ramona?
What? It's called Iris.
Why is it called Iris?
I don't know. I was wondering that myself.
Okay, let me set the stage. It's Pitt Stanford. It's a tight game. Corey's going to the line to shoot two free throws, and listen to this dude.
Held to three in the first half.
Foul was minor second. Corey hits the free throw despite the presence of the really loud guy singing the Goo Goo Dolls behind us. Not sure how that didn't throw him off. This is some list to be on. Duke, and Duke. Freshman 30.
I'm sorry. That's hysterical. I mean, and how loud is that guy to be heard over the crowd everything?
He's pretty loud.
He's drowning out. He's drowning out everything else. You hear people yell from time to time, but it's like brief. You know, it's like it's some cuss word or something. You know, it's brief, but it's never a full song. And this guy, I mean, imagine sitting next to this guy. You know how loud that is.
Yeah.
Imagine sitting next to this guy. You're just praying he stops at some point. But I gotta admit, I mean, I laughed out loud hearing this. Give me that one more time.
You want it again?
Yeah, that would be played
all
again.
All right,
that's what. Give it to me one more time. What did you think I was referring to?
Huh?
I
knew, but the thing is doing something. Okay.
Oh yeah, the thing is doing
right,
something.
Here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
Held to three in the first half.
Foul was minor second. Corey hits the free throw despite the presence of the really loud guy singing the Goo Goo Dolls behind us. Not sure how that didn't throw him off. This is some list to be on. Duke, and Duke. Freshman 30.
He gave up and just started screaming.
It's just so funny. I mean,
they said he was behind him, so he's probably going into the corral mic and everything.
I think he maybe knew where he was, but I mean, how hammered does he sound?
Oh, he sounded hammered
completely hammered. But it wasn't awful, you know? I mean, he's going to show up on one of those singing shows next. We have lots to get to. You can get in if you want to join the conversation. You are welcome to. Before we get going here, let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think anybody's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed some of yours. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know whatever the issue is. Call my man, David Green. He will help you. Look, David is right here in Greenville. He's a Clemson grad. He's been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options to get your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, so we've an audit cut on, but David can help you. David has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents established over 20 years, and he's right here. David Green understands the Fresh Start program. He uses this program to your best advantage. Listen, the Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can absolutely change your future. So get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm could do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. Free. 271-7940, 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville. On the web, greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal. That's G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. We have lots of interesting little stories going on in sports. One of these stories is that Bam Adebayo last night, Ramona, breaks Kobe Bryant's mark by scoring 81 points. Kobe scored 81 points. Bam edges that and scores 83 points last night. The second highest scoring game in NBA history after only Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point performance. And this has led to a lot of consternation. And in fact, I called Kwok and Ashby about this earlier to offer a slightly different view of from their discussion. Social media has been slaughtering this as like semi-meaningless. I fall somewhere in the middle, but I think that you know, we need to take a little bit of a look at it, because I do think there's some elements of it that were, I don't want to say they were unsavory, but they weren't great. I mean, first of all, he takes 43 free throw attempts. All right. Secondly, you have a team that is intentionally fouling up 20 late, up by over 20 points late, so that they can get the ball back so that Bam Adebayo can pursue Kobe Bryant's record of 81 points, which I just think, I think that part of it is, from a team standpoint, I think that's
cheesy.
Right. I think that's embarrassing. And furthermore, it's not the record. The record's 100. It's Wilt Chamberlain. He's dead.
And that's way over. I mean, nothing against Kobe. That's
right.
That's way over 80.
Right.
You say 89 or 81?
81. You're not catching Wilt Chamberlain. And obviously, they spent the whole fourth quarter trying to break Kobe's 81. It was targeted. They went after it. That's what they were hoping for. I mean, first of all, I don't know why you would pursue that. I mean, we all know the way Kobe Bryant died, and I just don't know why that's a thing to do, especially because that's not the record. The record is Chamberlain's 100.
It's kind of low budget.
Right, and you weren't going to get to 100. So I don't know why you felt you had to chase Kobe's mark. I don't get it. There's a little bit of an unsavory element. I don't blame Bam Adebayo. He's caught up in this. But again, this is a guy who in a 9-year career had scored 40 points one time. 40 once. No 50s, no anything. So this is not one of your usual suspects to score 83 points. Far from it. And I think that part's a little disconcerting. You know, Wilt Chamberlain had all of the records at one point and all of the highest scoring games except for a couple by Elgin Baylor. He held them all. And in fact, he had more than all of the rest of the NBA combined for decades and decades and decades. Now you're seeing more of these offensive output games, high scoring games where, again, little defense being played, the rules prevent hand checking, things like that. So, you know, there's much more freedom for offensive players, and that's how they want it. But nonetheless, you know, you could have seen Chamberlain doing it because he averaged 50.4 points for a whole season. He had numerous games over 60, 70 points. And so that was within reason. Kobe Bryant, within reason. As a guard, Kobe Bryant scored 60 points with some regularity. You know, he went through a stretch. He went through a whole month where he averaged like 45 or something. So you could see that happening. This comes from nowhere, really, with Bam Adebayo. And it takes 43 free throw attempts, an embarrassing performance by Washington, and an embarrassing performance by his own team because they're intentionally fouling up over 20 points at the end of the game so that they can get the ball back so they can pursue a record that's not a record. Quick break.
At Lake Huey Ford and Lake Huey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount, military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Huey guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're going to pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeHueyAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? Lake Huey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Huey Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at both dealerships, they have their winter clearance sale with over 600 vehicles deeply discounted. Save up to $10,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. Heavy-duty trucks are discounted, too. And with Lake Huey's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So hurry to Lake Huey dealerships. They're between Seneca and Clemson and always open at Lake Huey. KiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
At Spectrum Paint, value means expert service and trusted brands for every project. The Spring 26 sale is here. Get 30% off select Benjamin Moore paints from March 12th through the 28th. Visit locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum for color advice and competitive prices. Whether you're a pro or tackling a DIY, Spectrum Paint is your one-stop shop. Shop online or find your nearest store at SpectrumPaint.com. Don't miss these savings. Spring into color today.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
Prepare your lawn and landscaping for spring with a visit to the professionals at your local Landscaper Supply. From right mowers to mulch, landscaping materials, and more, Landscaper Supply has what the homeowner and lawn care professionals need to get the job done. Choose from one of seven Upstate Landscaper Supply locations or find us at landscapers-supply.com. Landscaper Supply is the number one right mowers dealer in South Carolina. Landscaper Supply, online at landscapers-supply.com.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone three states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
Elkmont shoppers, there are only a couple of weeks left on Elkmont's lease in Powdersville. The closeout sale is going on now, 50% off or more on most items at the Powdersville location. Clothing, shoes, game day, fixtures, hangers, it all has to go. We don't have room in Clemson for the inventory, so our loss is your gain. All the brands you love, now on sale. Thank you for your support, and we hope you will continue to visit us in Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T TradingCompany.com.
Okay, class, let's begin.
Psst, love your boots. I just sold a pair like that on eBay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it took like 2 seconds to list, and they sold almost immediately. I've been selling everything lately. Some chunky boots, a faux fur coat I never wore, and a vintage chair that was more of an expensive clothing rack.
You know, I actually bought these on eBay. Wait, are you Kitty Sell Stuff from Brooklyn?
Okay, quiet, please.
Find what you love, sell what you don't. eBay, things people love.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Walt Dib, Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Texter 318 says, once again, it's a record, Walt. Second most points in NBA history. It's a fact. Listen to you every day, but wrong today, by all means. No, you're wrong. It's not the record. That's what I said. It's not the record. You get it? The record's 100. So you really didn't accomplish anything. It still would have been a record by your rationale had he scored 70. Because he still would have been in the record books. But it was not the record. That's the point. They made an all-out, ridiculously embarrassing pursuit of a record that's actually not the record. That's what I said. So clean the wax out of your ears and start over. Because everything you wrote me is wrong. Period. 100% wrong. I appreciate you listening, but you're wrong. Period. There's one record. The record. It's 100. They weren't close to it. They weren't going to be close to it. So it's friggin' embarrassing to have a team that's up by over 20 points that's intentionally fouling against a garbage team in an effort to pursue Kobe Bryant's number. It's just embarrassing. You could have just taken your 70 and made it a record, according to you, without pursuing that in the way that they did. It's embarrassing. And again, this guy is not a candidate for that. He's not a candidate for that. The whole thing came out of nowhere. It was a nice little story. You should have kept it a nice little story and not made it an embarrassing fiasco for the whole league and an embarrassing fiasco, quite frankly, for Bam Adebayo, whether he recognized it or not. A guy who scored 40 points once in 9 years is now breaking Kobe's mark. Stop. Okay? He's a nice player. He's not in Kobe's universe. Never was. Never would be. That's the problem. Text is saying exactly. Right. Again, I don't care about it really because 48 hours from now, no one's going to care anymore, period. This is what we're talking about right now because it just happened. But the way that was conducted was embarrassing. It just was. I mean, 43 free throw attempts, a garbage opponent, fourth quarter, up by over 20, fouling intentionally, specifically to try and get to 81, which, again, is not the record. If this was a pursuit, if the all-time record was 81, then I think you could make an argument for it. At least it would be a better argument. Since the record's 100, I think you can't make an argument for the way they conducted themselves late in that game. I thought it was embarrassing. And quite honestly, I don't think Bam Adebayo is worthy of being the second leading scorer of all time.
When you said it was, did he beat Kobe's record? I kind of had a sad feeling.
Right. At first. Exactly.
Because it was Kobe's record.
Exactly.
I didn't know about Will Chamberlain. I wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
But I kind of thought, oh, that's Kobe's record. Right. I don't like that.
Right. And again, look, when Kobe scored the 81, they were pursuing scoring, okay? I mean, they were feeding him. He was taking more shots than usual. You know, he was on fire. It was they pursued scoring, too, just not to this degree. Not to this degree. And the reason they didn't have to is because Kobe Bryant is, like, light years better scorer than Bam Adebayo. Bam Adebayo needed a lot more help than Kobe Bryant did. That's the reality of it, because he's just not that type of player. He's not that type of player. And so it doesn't fit. It's like the name from history that doesn't fit. It's sort of a freak created false kind of semi record. That's what it is. And the way that it was pursued is embarrassing. And I think that's the problem with it. And now, again, I think 48 hours from now, I won't care, and no one else will either, because we'll have moved on to something else. But that's how we are in sports. It used to be, you know, Ron, I used to have this two-week rule where I said, wait 2 weeks, and it doesn't matter what it is, and everyone moves on from it. That's now like 48 hours. It used to be wait 2 weeks. Now it's like 2 days.
That's true because of all the media outlets that we have.
Right. There's something new every 10 minutes, and we move on from things. But for right now, in this 24-hour period, this is the focus. And social media didn't like it. They didn't like the pursuit of it. I don't think they like
the fact that
Bam Adebayo's name is now up there when it probably doesn't deserve to be. And I think all those things are true. I agree with that.
Like I say, I got a little sad.
Right. Again, you know, when you had guys.
It's kind of weird, I guess.
Right. When you had guys.
It struck me as sad.
Right. Wilt Chamberlain and Kobe Bryant, you're talking about the greatest scorers in the history of the game. Okay. That's not what Bam Adebayo is. And so it was sort of manufactured. And I think that's what people don't like about it. They think it was. And again, it's not that there was no manufacturing element of Kobe's 81. There was. It just wasn't to this extent. And since this guy is a relative non-scorer. For him to score, I mean, compared to these other guys, for him to score 83 points and break Kobe's record, and the way that it was accomplished, I think leaves people feeling a little bitter. And I think there's also a strong sentiment for Kobe Bryant, and I think people did not like that element. They did not like the fact that you're fouling down 20 to break a record held by a man and his daughter who died in a helicopter crash. I think there's an element of that that just felt unsavory to people about the way they pursued it, given all the factors involved. And I would agree with that. I would agree with that assessment. And again, it is not the record, which is what I said all along. Not the record. The record's 100. So, you know, that's the reality of it. And like I said, had he not reached 81, had he scored 73, it still would have been a record, to Texter 318. Garnet and Gold, how are you, Garnet and Gold? Good to have you.
Yeah, man, I'm good. So that song, you said you didn't know what the song Iris was about or who it was about.
Right.
Yeah, John Resnick, it's not about anybody in particular. It's like a love song. But there was some country singer back, I don't know how long before, but he said back in the day when that song came out that he just liked the name Iris because it was a country singer. Iris McDermott, or I don't know what it was, but that's why it's called Iris.
Well, thank you for that, Garden and Gold. I know you're one of our resident music experts. You're trying to get me to watch that godforsaken movie, but the reality is here's the thing, Garden and Gold. Every once in a while, we'll say something that we really don't care about. That was one of them. We don't really care what Iris was or why.
It's rhetorical, right?
But that's right. It was rhetorical. Exactly right.
You know way more about sports than I do, so I got to throw that in there.
Well, there you go. There you go. We're good.
So Tampa's signing Kenny Gainwell, and I know Rashad White's going to be not re-signed, but I thought Sean Tucker played well enough last year to be like our number two guy, unless they're just going to use him as a third down back or his insurance and hit Igbuka or something happens to him again. I just scratched my head a little bit about what was going on with getting Gainwell.
Well, I think Gainwell is a nice little piece. He's a complimentary piece in a backfield situation. He can do a number of things. I mean, why not add him to the mix?
Yeah, I mean, I know he's a better catcher out the backfield than Rashad was.
Right.
Or maybe he's a better blocker. I don't know. I didn't really, you know. Well, he was at Pittsburgh last year, right?
Yeah, his strength is I think as a receiver and as a space guy. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that makes a little more sense. I just, like I said, I didn't really follow it. It wasn't on my fantasy team, so I didn't really have to.
Hey, Ramona, hold on a second. Do you notice how they're scrubbing this floor, Ramona? I mean, they were, like, scrubbing it. I mean, you know, they normally mop it. They were, like, scrubbing it over and over and over. What was that?
I don't know. Yeah.
A little strange. All right. Sorry, Garnet and Gold.
All right, no, you're fine. All right, so I'm gonna give my prediction for the game tonight. I'm gonna go. Florida State's gonna score 82 and 82-76. That's gonna be my prediction. 82-76, 82-78. I think it's gonna be a close ball game, but I know you disagree with it, but we've been playing pretty well.
Hey, I'm the only person in the world who thinks Cal's going to win. So if you and the rest of the world, you've joined the rest of the world, so you're probably all right. I just think.
Yeah, it's hard over the head, right?
Yeah. Well, again, no. I mean, I haven't heard anybody but me even voice any argument for Cal. I'm the only person who's made any sort of Cal argument. But I just cite the fact that. Cal lost the first game to you at Florida State by 2. They held McCray to 11 points in that game. You weren't playing as well at that point of the season, but that game was played without Dort. Cal did not have Dort, and Cal has Dort now, and I think they're a completely different team with Dort. I think Dort is a physical factor that nobody has an answer to. And that's why I like Cal. I think Dort's, okay. You know, Dort is 6'10", 260 and can run the court.
Yeah, he's a good ball player. You're right. Yeah, but my last prediction, and you're probably gonna laugh at this one, but the White Sox gonna win 75 games this year.
I'm sorry. My earpiece must be failing because I use these little earpieces on the show. I don't have a hearing problem. This is just what I use instead of a headset. I'm sorry. Could you please repeat what you just said?
The White Sox are going to win 75 games this
okay.
year.
All right. I just wanted to get you on the record. That will be used against you in a court of law. All right, Garnet and Gold. I got to go.
Right,
thank you. Ramona. Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg, where they make the greatest donuts on earth. The Reese family has been the leader in Krispy Kreme in Anderson, Spartanburg since the early 60s, doing donuts the right way. Listen, all your fundraising needs, go see the Reese family in Anderson, Spartanburg. You're not going to raise money with those stale white industrial box cookies. No. Go see the Reese family. They'll be glad to help you with a real money-raising venture. And, of course, the hot original glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. They're the home of the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, the greatest donut you may have ever conceived of. Ramona thinks it's the Oreo cookie donuts and all of their derivatives. It's incredible. But Ramona, we have special donuts.
Yeah, they have the St. Patrick's Day donuts. Yes. They're all decorated in green, and some of them have filling in them. What?
They did it all in honor of me.
Yeah, they did in honor of you.
Yes, St. Patrick's
Day. They got one glazed donut with vanilla icing, and they're all decorated for St. Patrick's Day.
That's what we're talking about. Get to Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg, and get the St. Patrick's Day dedicated to Walt collection at Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg. We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Sitting here today with good friend Jeannie Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Jeannie, listener asked, Walt, I let time sneak up on me and did nothing on my Medicare choice for 2026. Is there anything that Jeannie can help me with?
Sometimes life gets in the way, and we just can't handle it all timely enough. Did you get a surprise when you picked up a prescription? Or how about when you went to the doctor? The qualified answer is, it's probably not too late, and we can most likely help you. Odds are good that you will qualify for one of the many special election periods that we can use to enroll a Medicare recipient, and it's our job to figure that out. If you'd like to have an agent who services its customers, give us a call today at 864-307-8484, and let's see how we can help you. We'll see if you're in the plan that's right for you. Call us at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484.
No one ever wants to deal with roof trouble, but when it happens, it's comforting to know who to call. Your roof protects your home, your family, and everything inside, and that kind of trust really matters. That's why so many upstate families turn to Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.